Welcome to the freaking fantastic fantasy football podcast. We break down the ins and outs of each matchup to determine who will be a champion and the loser. Here are your hosts, Josh and Justin.
All right, welcome to the 4F podcast. I'm your host, Justin Maynard, and I don't have Josh here, unfortunately. He's over in Japan, but I do have someone else. The wonderful, as always, John Savely. How's it going, John?
How's it going? Good to be here.
Appreciate you coming out this week and recording with me, since Josh is a little out of the country.
Yes, other side of the world, really.
We thought about doing it together, but you know, he had to be up at 4 a.m. and I had to be up at 4 a.m. and it just was not going to work out this week. So we miss you, Josh, but the show must go on, you know? So, John, how's it going? How are you liking the league so far?
I'm really happy because I didn't expect to be in contention for the playoffs at this point, and I've actually clinched my division, so I'm loving it from a selfish perspective. But it's been a great league, and everything's coming down to this final week.
Yeah, I gotta say it's been a pretty weird NFL season, which kind of makes it interesting for fantasy. And now, like, we kind of just went over before we started, and we're looking at, like, all the scenarios that who loses, who wins, and who loses and still might get in the playoffs this year.
Absolutely, I think we said five teams that will determine their playoff fate. This coming week, the last week of the season.
Yeah, exactly. So, as we said before, Alex Bird has already clinched his spot. We found out today that John has clinched his division. So, he will get in the bye week for next round. Or the first round, I should say, next week. So, we got five people playing for four spots. So, someone's going to be sad this week. But let's get right into it. We'll go recap from last week. And we got my game first. It's Oh My God Win versus Zach Tanner, who is Super Saiyans, and I pulled out another win. I'm actually kind of surprised at everyone else. I'm on a four-game win streak. I got a pretty solid contributions from all my players, except for, of course, Jeff Wilson, which I don't know why he got 0 points, but nonetheless, it happened, and even I was really surprised I beat Mahomes and Alvin Kamara on a Monday night game.
Yeah, they both Mahomes played well.
Keenan Allen, who
decent. But yeah, just none of his players had that that week to carry the team, whereas St. Brown for the Lions just went off. I know a lot of people in the league are Jacksonville fans, but I think after that game, the Lions are fans of the Jacksonville defense as well.
I gotta say, I was a little giddy when I found out that Joe Mixon was not going to be playing that night, so it gave me a little slight of an edge. So sorry, Zach, but I'm gonna take the win on this one this week. All right, so let's go right into game two. We got Mac Attack, which, of course, is Josh Carlson, versus, his brother, Caleb Carlson, Rascity Clutch. And Caleb pulls out the win by, like, 29 points. Great job, Caleb. Let's see here who big contributors are. Of course, Josh Allen for 20 points. DK Metcalf, 26 points. And solid contribution for a lot of other guys. Surprising, Eckler only had 12 points. But unfortunately, Josh had a couple ones and a three from some Walker who got injured. So that obviously isn't going to help at all.
Yeah, kind of put the nail in the coffin for a disappointing season for Josh. I know he had bigger expectations, and up until that match, there was always a chance he could sneak into the playoffs. But I think that just about does it.
Josh, why didn't you play Donovan Peoples-Jones over Jalen Waddle, who had 16 more points? I mean, that just clearly is the right move, right?
Well, at least would have made the scoreline look a little less lopsided.
And you also had Curtis Samuel, and obviously Cousins wasn't doing any good, but, you know, it's maybe a little something. But unfortunately, Josh takes another L, so he is one step closer to the bottom of the league. Not as bad as Chris, but he's kind of near the bottom. And now we'll go into our third game, which is the highest scoring game of the week. It's Prestige Worldwide, Eric versus your brother, Joe, running up that hill. You want to talk about this one, John?
Well, man, you just got a feel for Eric. Similar situation to what Josh was in. Needed a win to stay in playoff contention. And, you know, I think he was the second highest scoring team in the league this week.
He had 18 points from a kicker.
But came up against the red-hot resurgent running up that hill who did keep their – I mean, it was kind of – that was really a playoff game for both of them. Loser was eliminated. And they both played like it. I mean, 160 points from the from the eighth best team in the league.
But when your defense gets you 30, that's going to get you up there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody might have looked at the waivers this week and said, who's Houston playing next? Because I want the defense to play against them.
Absolutely. Cleveland game 30. You got Prescott, got 23. McLaurin, who came out of nowhere, had 24. And T.J. Lockett, even with Metcalf, had a good game. He had 27 as well. Oh, A.J. Dillon, that's a really good start right there for A.J. Dillon as well. A.J. Dillon scored more than Derrick Henry. Would you ever have thought that in week 15 or 14?
Yeah.
Oh, week 13? What week? 13.
Yeah, week 13. Did he score more than – because he's not even the starting running back for Green Bay. It's Jones.
Yeah, Jones got hurt a little bit during the week.
Oh, well, that timing might be perfect for Joe as he makes his playoff push.
But so if I bet you $100 that A.J. Dillon was going to score more than Derrick Henry, would you have took that bet?
Yeah, probably. Probably be $100 less richer at this point.
But great job, Joe. Hopefully it gets you one step closer to fight for that last spot, but we'll see how it goes. And now for our fourth game is CW Won't Call Back, the one and only Allie's Bird, versus Carson City Goobers, which, of course, is the other Justin Ray, and this one's a close one.
Yeah, two-point victory. I mean, I was kind of watching it as the Monday night game approached, and it looked like it was going to come down to the wire. But once again, as it seems to have happened all season, Alex Bird just finds some way to win.
Even when your quarterback gives you 2 points.
Exactly. He's got a team of guys who may not be the most consistent, but every week two or three of them step up for 25 or 30 points.
He left like 57 points on the bench too, so it doesn't matter, I think, who he would have picked. He still would have had a pretty good game all around.
Yeah, exactly.
As far as Ray... not too bad, a couple of single-digit players here, but A.J. Brown, of course, got a revenge game against Tennessee. He scored 31 points. Trevor Lawrence didn't do too bad, 18 points. And, of course, McCaffrey had 28, so can't blame him for trying.
No, and he's still in the playoff hunt. He needs to win this coming week, and he'll be in, so not too big of a loss for him.
All right. Then we got game number 5, which is Inglorious Stafford's and Mega Miller's team. So we got Chris Whelan versus Matthew Miller. And we got not that one. We'll go right here. Who we got here, John?
Well, it's more of the same for Chris Whelan. It has been a season to forget. And, I mean, at this point, he's just playing for pride. But even that wasn't enough against an interesting Matthew Miller. He always is a very humble guy. Talks about his team like he doesn't know what he's doing. But he's quietly put himself in position to make the playoffs. Another one of those teams that's a win and he's in, but a big win nonetheless for him. Much needed.
I've never seen a more roller coaster team than Matthew Miller's.
Yeah,
of just like how he like puts up like 80 points and he'll put up like 130 like each and every week. It's so weird.
I mean, he's looking at his team. He's the fourth or fifth lowest scoring team in the league. But he's got a winning record and is in position to make the playoffs. So I guess you got to score him in bunches when you do.
Absolutely. Well, great job, Matthew Miller. Sorry, Chris, on another loss. Unfortunately, it looks like you're going to be getting the punishment at the end of the season. But we'll kind of come around that when we need to. So we got one more week. I don't know. Maybe Josh will lose another one. I don't know if that's – what's Josh's record?
It looks actually like with that loss and a 3-10 record, Chris Whelan has clinched – the sticker position, the 12th overall position. Josh is at 5-8, and with 1 week to go, just not enough time. So we'll have to make sure we get that sticker up to North Carolina soon enough.
I feel like Chris almost won last week too, didn't he?
He's just had an unlucky season, I think.
Oh, he did. He won for his birthday. Let me think of the week before. I mean, he lost by 3. 2 weeks ago.
So. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. He lost a nail biter by 3 points. And yeah, that's just how it goes.
Sorry, Chris. We love you and can't wait to see the sticker on your car. We know you just, you know, say it's for Noah. You know, that might, he's in the unicorns. That might be possible.
Yeah, absolutely. My little pony.
And then, of course, we have probably the biggest blowout of the week. It's your team, Miami Sharks, versus Team Dafford, which is, of course, Bradford. Bradford only scored 64, so you more than doubled the score.
Yeah, that, I mean, I needed a win, and I don't think it could have been made any easier for me. Jalen Hurts did what he's done all season, and I've told a lot of people I thought my season was just about over when I lost my number one receiver, Cooper Kupp. But since then, I've won three in a row, and hey, you know, just I'll ride that wave as long as I can.
If you win the championship, are you going to name your team next year Hurt So Good?
Maybe. Well, I just picked up this new kicker for the Rams, Dicker. So I was thinking maybe Dicker and the Kicker. So I don't know. We'll see. I've got some nice punny team names on the horizon potentially.
Same city, but he plays for the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Chargers. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but definitely great team or great win by you, John. Obviously, 40 for Hurts. That's going to help you out no matter what. Lamar Jackson did get hurt in Bradford's game. Still managed to win a 10-9, which I'm, as a Denver fan, I'm kind of still upset about. But nonetheless, didn't really get a lot of help from anywhere else. Except for his kicker, got 10 points. Other than that, that's why he's got the lowest score of the week. Sorry, Bradford.
Yeah, when your kicker is one of your highest scoring players, that's not a good week.
I can't blame him for not playing Jared Goff over Lamar Jackson, but obviously it would have been slightly closer, but not quite close enough. So that's our recap. Pretty crazy. We're getting the last week of the regular season, John. What do you think?
We are.
Let's see. So now we're going to go into our matchups coming up. And I want to say here. So we know Chris is out. You get a first round bye, as well as Altsberg. So it's basically me, Caleb, Matthew.
I'll hold the standings. Yeah.
And Ray, of course. And possibly Joe.
Yes, Joe needs some help. Bradford needs a little bit of help. And they play each other. So whoever loses that game,
they're definitely out.
There's going to be that's a win, and you're almost in. Joe needs a little bit more help with his 6-7 record. Caleb is in for all intents and purposes, unless everybody in the league outscores him by like 300 points. So he's pretty safe. But it's going to be Justin Ray, you, other Justin. Matthew Miller, Bradford, and Joe all going for those last three spots. And for everybody except for Bradford and Joe, if they win their match, they're in. Bradford just needs anybody to lose above him because he currently has the lowest point total out of that bunch. Joe needs to win and needs... either Matthew Miller or Justin Minyard to lose because his point total would potentially be the tiebreaker that gets him in the playoffs.
If you had to pick one team that doesn't make it, who would you pick?
It's hard to believe in Team Dadford. I mean, 60-something points last week. Going up against the Red Hot running up the hill, not only that, but he needs help. He's the seventh seed right now. So he needs somebody to lose and needs to win himself. Good luck. I'm not rooting against him, but it's going to take a much, much different effort than last week's. I think he scored, 64 points last week?
Yeah, and we don't know if Lamar's going to play this week. He does have Jared Goff on the bench, so that's definitely helping in that case. But, I mean, if you pick the two, I'd probably pick Lamar Jackson if I could.
Yeah, exactly.
For my analysis, I probably would have said that I think, honestly, Joe's going to have more of a challenge getting the playoffs, just about everything else is going. Obviously, you're correct about Dafford and the points and, you know, needing more help than Joe, but I don't know, I feel like Joe's got more of a chance, but I think it's less of a shot if everyone else wins.
Yeah, I mean, they got to take care of business first, win their game, and then hope some of the other results go their way. So, best of luck to both of them. They both can't make the playoffs, but whoever wins the game will at least give themselves a fighting chance.
Joe's like the one or two under in the hunt of the last wild card spot.
Yep, exactly.
He needs to win. He needs two teams to lose or tie, and then one team not in division to win kind of thing.
Yep, exactly. That's it.
All right, so that was our recap. We'll go a little bit of our fab grab. I got a little bit right over here for this week. We're going to say, Caleb won Kansas City defense, pay $11 for it. So, I mean, you got the money at the end of the year, so might as well spend it. And then, is that this week? Yep, we got a lot of defense going on. I bought San Francisco defense for $8. Joe put up zero. I think Joe's just trying to buy all defenses for $0.
Yep. I mean, I think his whole bench was going to be defenses this week. I guess if you snag up the best defenses, no one else can get them. It's a strategy.
It is true. He did win the Las Vegas Raiders defense for $0 bid. So I guess third time's a charm. Good job, Joe. And that's all for the fab grab. And now we're going to go into a segment we like to call Not My Team. All right, John, so you get to pick one team you love for the season. It could be this week, all week. Or you can pick one team that you don't like. As long as you don't pick your team, you're good.
Okay.
You want me to go first?
You go first. Let me think about this one.
So my team that I like, or not my team, I'm sorry, that I like, is I'm going to go with Megan Miller's team. I think he's got the right momentum right before the playoffs start. All he has to do is win and, you know, keep his points up. So I think he's got a good shot. Brady's probably got a little juice from that Monday night win they got the other night. So he's got a good chance there. Team I don't like is probably going to be... I'm going to say Caleb. I'm playing him this week. I don't want him to win. I could probably lose and still have a chance to make it in, but I'd rather just get the win and get guaranteed to get a playoff spot.
Very good. Well, I think the team I like, I have to go with Carson City Goobers. That's Justin Ray's team. We mentioned earlier with Matthew Miller being one of the lower point total teams in the league. Justin Ray is in the opposite boat. He's the third highest scoring team in the league. And in a different division, would be right up there competing for the title. But instead, he's fighting for his playoff life despite having scored over 1,660 points. So a lot of times you feel like those numbers balance out as the playoffs come around. So having scored that many points, I think he sets himself up well to make that playoff push. As far as teams I don't like, you got to stick with Dadford. I really, you know, it'd be a great comeback. It looks like he has moved Goff into that starting position, going against a Vikings defense that does put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Let's see. Right now he's projected. Right now he's projected to lose by 20 points, but it's a win and he's probably in the playoffs. He's just gonna have to get some help from somewhere. It also might help if he puts a defense in that's actually playing this week, because the Washington defense is on a bye, and Joe may have stolen up all the defenses in the league. So good luck, Dadford.
And there's no more trading.
Hope you prove me wrong.
No more trading, so you can't really trade for anything.
Yeah.
So you just gotta fortunately pick a defense off waivers and kind of pray for it. Good thoughts. I want to say that I think it's probably the weirdest thing is, like, the divisions are so, like, imbalanced.
So lopsided, absolutely.
Like you said, so obviously, Andrew Burr's got the most points right now, followed by Caleb. That's why they're, you know, in the record that way. And you got Justin Ray, who's got third best, reaching you, so you're fourth. And then Matthew is technically fifth in points. I believe I'm doing math right.
Sixth.
Zach has more.
So Matthew's the second highest scoring team in our division. He would be second to last in the other division. It's bizarre how that all panned out. I mean, even the same with me. I've clinched the skins division. If I was in the shirts division, I would be the fourth highest scoring team. So. Yeah, it is what it is. All you can do is beat the teams in your division, and I've gotten lucky, I guess.
I believe me, Ray, Caleb, and Alex, a difference, had chance to like almost hit 200 points for the week. So that's why, you know, it's one of that. Including Josh, who scored like the second most points of the week, but lost to the person who scored the most.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's unfortunately how the game goes sometimes. All right, John. Now we're going for the most fun time of the podcast where we do power rankings. So I want to go, I'll keep the list here so we can look at it back and forth. You can go any order, ones you like, ones you think are doing the most momentum, ones you just don't actually like, you put at the bottom. I'll give you your top top six teams, 1 to 6 of power rankings.
Okay, power rankings. I mean, number one, I think if you didn't put CW Won't Call Back at number one, you probably have a vendetta against him because he's dominated the league all season. Doesn't always translate to playoff success, but he's got a well-rounded team. Like I said, he's got a number of players who can step up at any given week. They may not all be consistent, but they're all good potentially for 30 points on the right week.
He's a very good regular season team manager that I've seen over the last couple of years. He had Jonathan Taylor in the second round last year, who just carried him a lot. So he's done really well. So we'll see how it goes in the playoffs.
Number two, I'm going to go with Carson City Goobers. Like I said, high scoring team. Haven't been the most lucky with their results, but well-rounded team. They can put up points in bunches, and I think they're going to make a strong playoff push.
All right, number three.
Number three, sticking with the Shirts division, Rack City Clutch. Good team. Josh Allen obviously could probably win a lot of his matchups single-handedly. So we'll see, if he keeps playing well, then, and which I expect him to, then he'll be a dangerous opponent in the playoffs. Number four, I'll put myself. I've somehow managed to scrape to an 8-5 record. I don't have a lot of my draft picks even on the team anymore after a season full of injuries, but I do have Jalen Hurts. He's consistently good for 30-35 points, so I gotta hope he keeps doing that. Let's see where we're at here.
Number five.
This is where it gets a little tough. This is where it comes down to who can get the big win at the right time. I'm gonna go with running up that hill. I don't know if it's gonna be enough to make the playoffs, but I see him winning this week easily, and he led the league in scoring last week. So he's looking good. It may just be too little, too late. And last but not least for these rankings, number six, got a lot of teams that could potentially go there. I'm going to go with you, Justin. I mean, I can't overlook a four-game winning streak at all. Maybe probably even could have put you higher, but sometimes it's just about finding ways to win. I don't think anyone pictured Geno Smith being a quarterback that could carry his team to the fantasy playoffs, but that's right where you're at, so...
And I'm really playing him because Fields is on a bye. Fields has been the difference maker for me second half of the season. But definitely I'm not hating going Geno Smith this week.
There you go.
Appreciate the nod right there. I mainly agree with your top six. I think I would probably switch Rassi Clutch and Carson Goobers. So I put Caleb there at number two.
Yeah.
And then I like Joe. I'd probably, you said you were four?
Yeah, that's what I put.
Yep, that's a good spot for you. Yeah, I'd probably keep me six. So basically I'll agree. I would just switch two and three.
Yeah, that's a pretty tight. I could have gone either way in that as well.
All right. I think all we got for today. I want to appreciate you, John, for coming on the podcast.
Don't we have the match of the week?
Oh, I'm so sorry. You are absolutely right, sir. All right. So here's our matchups. Now a lot of playoff implications on this week, obviously being the last week of regular season, so a lot of things can shift and happen. My personal matchup of the week, I'd probably pick. I'm gonna go with your game, John. You versus Matthew Miller. It's projected right now a 3-point difference. I've always learned that in Yahoo Fantasy projections, if you're projected to lose, you'll probably win, and vice versa. If you're projected to win, you're probably gonna lose. But obviously you clinched already, but Matthew's got to win to stay alive in his division and for the playoffs. So hopefully we'll see how that goes. Good luck to you both.
Thank you.
And what's your matchup?
My matchup of the week, I've got to go with running up that hill versus Team Dadford. As much as I've talked up Joe's team and maybe talked down Dadford's team, at the end of the day, you got to win. The loser of that game will be eliminated from the playoffs. There's no path back. And right now it's projected to be an 18-point difference in favor of running up that hill. He doesn't have a kicker on his roster currently. Bradford doesn't have a defense that's playing this week on his roster. So still some changes to be made. Like I said, if I had to bet money, I would bet that running up that hill takes the game. But at the end of the day, it's fantasy football. When you leave it to the last week to make the playoffs, anything can happen. So it's going to be an interesting match to watch.
I think it's just funny how like Joe hated his team so much on the draft night at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like trying to need his team more than ever to get into the playoffs for the last week.
I mean, the way that Prescott's been playing, if Joe does make the playoffs, he's not the team I want to play against. I mean, Derrick Henry, Dak Prescott has come back from injury with a lot of fire in his belly. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Absolutely, man. All right. That's all I got. You got anything else, John?
I don't think so. Just good luck to everybody this week, and see you all in the playoffs.
Absolutely. Good luck to everyone. Once again, I'll say thank you, John, for coming and being on the episode with me, filling in for Josh's spot that he's currently on. He's off duty, but he's on duty. I don't know. He's out of the country.
Yeah, gotta do some real work, you know.
He's got to make a little money for his house, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, a little deposit for McKinsey's college fund.
And hopefully some good food in the Osaka is the kitchen of Japan, so.
Yeah, just don't bring back any sushi. The customs won't like it when you bring back stuff.
Yeah, that might not fly so well.
Awesome. Well, thanks, man. Appreciate y'all for listening, and have a great week, and good luck, everyone.
All right. Y'all.